Hi friends, I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site waldoreedy.com and comment. My email is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is June 16th, 2026. According to the inspired solar lunar calendar, it is Tammuz 1, 5787. We're ready to continue now in Hosea, the 12th chapter and verse 1. Productive, worthless, that's the meaning of the phonetic sound Ephraim. That's the word in the original language. Grazes wind and follows east. So you might say, it's just saying he is a bag of hot air. He increases falsehood and havoc all day. Yeah, lying and virtual criminal activity. They cut a pledge with level plain, that is Assyria. Oil is brought to double stronghold, that is Egypt. Now this did happen anciently, and to whatever degree it's going to happen again, it is a similar pattern here that will soon take place. Verse 2, a dispute for eternal originator is with praise originator to take care of heal according to his ways, according to his actions. In the womb, his brothers heal. So what we're seeing here in verses 2 and 3 is that there's a problem involving praise originator Judah and heal, which is Yaakov. And it regards what happened in the womb when Yaakov grabbed Esau, his brother's heel, and then actually Esau was the firstborn, but he was considered to be a heel catcher, and his name, Jacob or Yaakov, means heel. Continuing, verse 3, in his strength he struggled with most powerful. Verse 4, he struggled, and I should have had that correctly put over with this struggle with agent. I'm having trouble some time correcting this now. He struggled with agent who prevailed. Yeah, I remember who that was. That was Supreme himself, who was the agent of record. And he named him after himself, that is, most powerful prevailed, or Israel, meaning most powerful prevailed against Jacob. He struggled with agent who prevailed. He wept. He had favor for him. He found most powerful's place. That was a very important, significant event. He spoke with us there. So this was the beginning that Supreme had contact with this man, and his people were significantly influenced as this went on through thousands of years. Verse 5, groups originator, this is what groups originator conveyed. Eternal originator, most powerful, is his commemoration. That's a very interesting way of putting it. We need to understand that the name of Israel includes with that the very significant name of Supreme. So he is described as most powerful, or El. And we need to grasp the meaning of that. Now, we see here in verse 5, commemoration. That's like a memorial, remembrance, or whatever you want to call that. A recollection or a reminder. We have our memorials today, but this was a very significant situation here. So I hope we can grasp that. Verse 6, you must return with your most powerful. You must observe correctness and ethics. That's something we're just not doing. We're not going to do what's correct or what's ethical. We do not value his values. You must await your most powerful continuously. That's our job, is to wait for him. He is going to set up his empire in the timetable that he has arranged. Verse 7, deceitful balances are in synchronicity land. That was the ancient land of Canaan. There was deceit there. He likes to oppress, and that's the reason he was being replaced. Verse 8, productive worthless says, now this was the replacement. This was the Israel as it separated out to the north and Judah to the south. Productive worthless was the word Ephraim. That was the significant nation that was considered the leading nation of Israel. Productive worthless says, certainly I am rich. Isn't that true today? We in our nation, don't we say we're out after money and power? I am rich. I found strength for myself. That's power. In all my effort, they will not find for me guilt that is a crime. Yeah, we sure are dodging all the evils that we are guilty of. Not admitting anything. Verse 9, until we not only admit it, we have to do much more than admit it. We have to get Supreme's help in being renovated, being changed completely. Verse 9, I am eternal originator, is your most powerful from double stronghold land. This is the same one described as most powerful in Egypt. He is eternal originator, and he is I am. I will cause you, he says, continuing on in verse 9, to live in homes like the days of appointed occasion. Verse 10, I stated through presenters, I increased revelation, I used comparisons with the hand of presenters. Verse 11, perpetual fountain has trouble, actually emptiness. So there are serious problems. We have just rebelled and stubbornly resisted Supreme. They slaughter bulls on rolling. Their platforms, rolling was an area there, their platforms, that's religious, disgusting religious facility, are like heaps of stone in a field's furrows. Verse 12, heel went through elevated's field. I think that word elevated is understood today by the name. Let's see, I'm trying to figure out where I am here so that I can give you that information. Okay, verse 12. I missed it here. Aram, elevated. And that was, I think, more to the north of the ancient area here. Elevated fields, most powerful prevails. That's the meaning of the word or phonetic sound, Israel. It's a reminder that he is the one who prevailed when Jacob fought with him and gave him this new name. Served with women. He observed with woman. Verse 13, eternal originator brought most powerful prevails from double stronghold with presenter. You know who that presenter was, of course, Mosiah. He observed with presenter. Verse 14, productive, worthless, provoked bitternesses. That was a result of Ephraim, who was the leader of Israel, that went into captivity 133 years prior to Judah. He will leave his bloods on him. His controller will return his reproach to him. Supreme has no intention of us getting away with murder and violence and evil, lying, immorality, and all the rest of that nonsense that we get into. Okay, I think that takes us to the end of this chapter here. And we'll get ready for chapter 13 next time. But first, let me discuss a little bit with you in conclusion. In today's events, we see terrible evil occurring around the world. And the situation in Iran is still not resolved. And it probably will be a matter more of days and weeks, maybe months, before it is resolved. And we read about that resolution that Supreme predicted through Daniel thousands of years ago. Now, we must flee idolatry. We must flee immorality. We must flee lying. We must flee coveting. We must flee stealing. We must be being renovated. We must be being changed. We must be being converted, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.